بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما، فقال الأقرع بن حابس: إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لا يرحم لا يرحم. متفق عليه. This hadith, the terminating hadith in the chapter which deals with the desirability of making musafaha, shaking hands at the time of meeting with a smiling face, kissing the hand of a pious person, kissing one's children out of compassion and kindness, and embracing someone who returns from a journey. And the last part of the heading which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brought as the introduction of this chapter, and which we discussed previously, the impermissibility and non-desirability of bowing down or of leaning forward when greeting someone. Digressing, but we notice that particularly in the poorer regions, with being poor, generally this concept of what we call humility, on the one side, it is something that is greatly desired, advocated by Shariat. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The one who humbles himself, lowers himself for Allah's sake, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ, Allah will elevate him. But what is important for us to understand, that humility is actually a quality of the heart. In our hearts we need to learn to be humble, lower ourselves, consider the next person to be superior to you. And this is such an integral and important quality that it is part of Iman. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one hadith he said, La yu'min ahadukum. You don't have Iman. Literal translation, you don't have Iman. Normally we tend to bring this caveat in the translation, that your iman is incomplete. This ahadith does not mean that you are kafir, na'uzubillah, but that this is part of iman, or for the completion of iman. Hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Until you don't love and desire for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. Now, it is impossible, if you consider yourself superior, if you consider yourself superior to someone else, it is impossible that you will desire for him what you desire for yourself. In order to prefer the advancement of others, in order to prefer goodness for others like you prefer for yourself, this ulama mentioned that part of that process requires this quality within you, that you think yourself in your heart to be inferior and that person to be superior. But that, like I mentioned, is a topic on its own. Humility, quality of the heart. Sometimes we tend to cross boundaries, and this is the caution. And like I said, it's observed. I'm just returning now from West Africa, generally a poor region. Many people, when they meet you, they, out of their, it's love, out of their love, out of their honor, dignity that they are giving you, you'll find that they have this quality of bending over when they greet you. In Ethiopia and places, we've noticed to the point where the person drops onto the ground and wants to kiss your feet. Now, this is where Shariat cautions us. Humility is a quality of the heart. It does not, in the case of meeting someone else, you have to cross these boundaries. You are not required. In fact, Shariat prohibits, no matter how much love, how much reverence you have for the next person, maybe it's a pious person, maybe it's a senior person, elderly person, you are a humble person by nature, but restrict that humility to the heart. When greeting, don't bend over, don't go like into a position of ruku or na'uzubillah even sajda. greet with your back straight. Karahiyatul inhina. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah clearly mentions in the introduction that in greeting, Shariat dislikes, is not preferred in Shariat. Shariat does not advocate that you lean forward or bend over. In any case, that topic already passed, but it was something that I felt was necessary for us to draw attention to. Coming back to this hadith, which we also began the discussion previously, this hadith has to do with that section of the introduction, Taqbil waladihi wa shafaqatan, that Islam teaches us to show love and to show affection for our children. Your own children particularly, and children of others also. Generally, what should our relationship be towards the youth? This is a very challenging issue, particularly in our times, wherein we can see the direction that our youth are going in. There's a great deal of temptation there, out there. There are many, many pitfalls, many obstacles and challenges that are facing the youth. It is our shari'i responsibility, particularly our own children, our own youth, and then even the other youth that we come into contact with, for us to be concerned for their dini tarbiyat, for their dini development. Many of us, when it comes to this issue, we get involved in tabligh, the worry of the ummah comes in the heart, the concern for the reformation of our own families, the reformation of others. This is a sign of taqwa and iman. But how do we address this? What is the channel? What is the roads? Now, we notice many, as they develop piety, as this taqwa consciousness, worry for the reformation of others, particularly the youth, enters the heart. If we are not careful, sometimes under the guise or the banner of deen, an element of harshness, intolerance, rigidity enters. Very often we hear the saying, spare the rod, spoil the child. Spare the rod, spoil the child. In other words, lash out, become firm, become strict. Whilst that at times may be necessary, from this hadith and other ahadith, we learn, and from incidents in the Quran, which I will touch on, but obviously time constraints. The point, we learn that, yes, spare the rod, spoil the child, at times strictness, rigidity becomes necessary. But the overall mizaj and temperament of Shariat and of Nubuwat, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. For you, in the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam that we have mentioned in the Quran, the other nation, the nations of the past, this ummah, those that went off the track, when these incidents were brought in front of them, incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, what was their reaction? Asatirul awwaleen. These are fairy tales, stories. They have no relevance. Allah says no. Ibrah, this is not story tales. This is not fairy tales. This is ibrat. Take lesson. In other words, pattern your conduct in what is found in Quran and pattern your conduct in what is found in ahadith. So ahadith like this are clearly teaching us, when it comes to your children, particularly in your home and other children, Islam says you are Amir of the house. Islam says you are the shepherd, you are answerable. Allah commands you to bring dini tarbiyat in your home. How must you do it? With harshness, with strictness, with rigidity? Many of us, like I said, as taqwa, piety, concern comes, we tend to form that mindset. But when we weigh that mindset against a hadith like this, an incidence of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, for example, very often Surah Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala refers to that surah in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ahsanul Qasas, this is the most beautiful story of the Quran. And we tend to focus on the challenge Yusuf a.s. faced with the fitna of Zulaikha. We tend to focus on Yusuf a.s. being imprisoned and eventually becoming the governor of Misr. How Allah Ta'ala changed the direction for him. We tend to focus on those miracles and we tend to focus on Yusuf a.s. Ulama mentioned that in this incident, very glaring sabak and lesson we learn, which unfortunately escapes many of us when we look at this incident, was the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam had gone off the track. In fact, they plotted the murder of Yusuf alayhi salam. They eventually threw him into the well. Their conduct towards their father was such that eventually Yaqub alayhi salam lost his eyesight. They were very, very rude to him, etc. Eventually, Allah Ta'ala changed their direction also. They reformed completely. Ya Abana astaghfir lana dhunubana inna kunna khati'een. Such a beautiful expression this is of Quran. Unfortunately, time, we can't go into detail. Ya Abana istaghfir lana dhunubana. Ask Allah to forgive us. Inna kunna khati'een. We have committed a great error. Such a change. From those who flung their brother into a well, now asking for forgiveness, totally repentant. What brought about this change? Yaqub alayhi salam as a father's conduct towards his sons. And what are the lessons that we have to learn from that? And then ask ourselves as fathers and as our roles of Amir of the household, as our role in tabligh also towards the youth, what is my conduct? Harshness, strictness, rigidity, unfortunately, the stark reality of it is this type of conduct, particularly towards the youth, when it is weighed with Quran and Hadith and incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we see a completely opposite picture. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what was his conduct towards his grandchildren, towards his children, towards the youth of his time? Take our cue from that. Sharia teaches us two important things. One is sohbat. Spend your time in such a manner that you develop a close bond and link to your children. There must be sohbat. There must be the sharing of time. There must be this companionship. As Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 9 wives in Madina Munawwara. Then the worry of the Ummat, 150 expeditions just during a 10-year period. He was over 50 years of age. He had the worry of the whole of humanity till Qiyamah. If he spent very little time, exhibited very little exposure to his children and grandchildren, it would be perfectly understandable. Yet, he took out time. And he taught us as a father, as a grandfather, in your house, what your conduct towards your children should be. And the overriding message that comes through is that of shafaqa, that of compassion, that of kindness, that of taking out time. Deen is transmitted through sohbat, through one's companionship, through that keeping that close contact. That is how it is transmitted, and that is how it is transferred. In case we've run out of time, inshallah, we'll continue this one.